Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for checking it out. Those of you who've been doing that and those of you who have been subscribing to my free newsletter, my free email newsletter, and checking out our blog and all the other things that are on the site, and those of you who've been buying my books on the website, from the website, thank you for that very much. We're going to autograph those and get those right out to you. We really appreciate that. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, and he's written a book or two in his life, including Safe at Home, including Home Office Know-How, including Teleworking and Telecommuting. The list goes on and on. The 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year, and one of my favorite guys in the world, Jeffrey Zabar. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How you doing?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always.
Great to be here.
Jeffrey, what's the issue that's on your mind today for small businesses?
Well, it's interesting because we find that sometimes a lot of the stories that I write for publications like the Sun Sentinel and others down here and other national publications come from my own experience because I write on small business, I write on home officing. So a lot of this comes from my own experience, and one of the things we're learning is that sometimes, you know what, it's a Tuesday, it's a Thursday midday, and I just got the blahs, not the blues, but the blahs, and I'm just not interested.
Well, now, what's the difference, the blahs and
well,
the blues?
Well, the blues got you down, the blahs got you unmotivated. So I just find that I ain't in the mood to work, you know? I just ain't in the mood to start cranking out the words, and I may have a deadline.
And when the mail comes and the bills are in the mail and no checks, does that not motivate you?
That almost sometimes even does the opposite of motivating.
It really?
gives me a little grief there and makes me think, oh my gosh, you know, I got even more stuff to do, but I'm sort of behind the eight ball on that one. So you know, I'm doing a story looking at how to motivate yourself when you're working in a small business. And again, it's not necessarily home office. We're not looking at employees per se either, but just how to get motivated. You know, what do? Do you punt? Do you just say, okay, this day is a lost cause?
Just roll with it. And say, you know what, I'm in a funky kind of mood today. I'm not gonna try to fight it. I'm just gonna roll with it and get it out of my system.
And there's a lot to be said for that because
there is, isn't? I mean, listen. You know me. You know I have a pretty indomitable spirit, but some days, you know, you get the feeling that, you know, hey, if it's going to be like this, let's just go with it.
Right. And I think part of it is understanding when you can punt, you know, when you have the freedom to make that decision on a daily basis, and then sometimes you just got to sort of crank into it and just plow through it. And does that mean going and get a big fat cup of Joe over at your Dunkin' Donuts, your $4, or does that mean you know, somehow maybe taking the dog for a walk or going out and taking a brisk walk for 20 minutes to sort of get the, you know, the endorphins and get your mind going again? There's different ways to tackle it.
What do you think gets us in that mood, Jeff?
Well, I think part of what I'll put on my Soho psychologist hat here. Didn't stay at a Holiday Inn last night, but I think I could fake it well enough. I think one of the things that happens is we crank. Especially in small business, we often are soloists in what we do. Whether we're home-based or small business, we may be alone. We may have one or two or five employees, but, you know, we handle a lot of the significant chores of the business. And I think that we just, you know, it can become a grind. Now, I spoke to a woman yesterday who runs a very small business, has two employees. She does very well, and she totally disagrees about it becoming a grind. She goes, if you ever, you know, think of your work as you know, if you dread work on any given day, then you've done something wrong. Well, I don't know. I mean, it's one thing to be motivated and be up-spirited all the time, but, you know, I think you got to let some of those days slip through and understand that, you know, like you said, if your billings are low, if your receivables are high, if you have a client or two who's delinquent and not really making the effort, and you got to tackle that, I have a whiteboard on my wall that has all my assignments, and it's running a little low. I mean, I have to go out and do some new prospecting and rainmaking. I mean, there's a lot of things that can come up that give you a little bit of grief, and you know, we're human. I mean, we can have grief that way and have to deal with it.
You know, Jeff, you know I love what I do, but some days I keep thinking about this song that John Denver sang maybe 25 years ago. Some days a diamond, some days a stone.
Right. How true it is.
I think that's the case. And, you know, what happens to all of us is we work on a project and we make a proposal and the answer is no.
Right.
Maybe we got six of those out there and all of a sudden two of them come in as no's.
Right.
Well, that puts us into a little bit of a funk. We had such high expectations, and I think we get down a little bit about that. One of the things, though, regardless of how you get there, to me the issue is how do you deal with it?
Right.
Because everybody, notwithstanding the lady that you mentioned earlier, everybody has to deal with these kinds of days. Some more than others. I don't have that many, but sometimes I do. And I'll tell you something I learned a long, long time ago, and I mean a very long time ago, from some of my mentors. And what they told me was, stay in the marketplace.
Right.
Once you get to that point, always, you know, if you wake up and you don't feel like going to work, get up, get ready, go to work. Even if you say, you know, I remember when I was selling on commission many years ago, I remember thinking, you know, maybe it'd be pouring down rain or something. I don't know, and it would just be a bad day, and I was working out of my home in those days. I was a teleworker, and I remember thinking, you know, maybe I'll just stay home today. And I thought, no, you know what? Nobody's gonna buy anything from me. There's no chance they're gonna buy anything from me if I stay here.
Right.
But if I go in, if I get out on the concrete, if I stay in the marketplace, even if I don't call on anybody, I just go out there. Something good will happen. You know what? It's amazing how many times I said, you know what? I'm just going to goof off. As you said, I'm going to go to the donut shop.
Right.
And I would run into somebody who would want to buy what I had to sell.
Right.
You got to stay in the marketplace. I think that's the key to getting yourself out of it.
Like they say about Lotto, you can't win it if you ain't in it. So, you know what?
I often say that, Jeff.
I often say that. There you go. And it's true. And I mean, I think that's, but I think like you said.
Jeffrey, would you hold that thought? We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend, Jeffrey Zabar. He's our, one of our home-based business, one of our teleworking, one of our technology experts. Heck, he's a renaissance man. Jeffrey Zabar. I'm Jim Blasingame. He and I will be right back.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And they can find your books there. Right.
You can find my books there.
Lots
can find
of
my
stuff.
E-books there. There's a whole bunch of new information that I've put up as of late, including including some more information into my blog online, as well as putting up a new poll. We're going to put up we're starting a polling little applet there so people can see what other home officers are talking about. And my first poll asked, when are you most productive? Are you most productive before dawn, during the day, after sunset, or the weekends? And so far it looks like after sunset is getting a lot of time from home officers out there. So it's pretty interesting.
Well, you know, I don't know that I have identified when I'm the most productive, but I do know that one of the things that I've tried to do whenever I haven't been as motivated is I've tried not to beat myself up about it. And if you are a motivated person, and you have a lot of energy, and you know what you want to do, and then one day or some days you just feel like you're not with it. Instead of beating yourself up about it, I just sort of say, you know what? You know, I make up for this on other days.
Right.
I'm going to not beat myself up about it, but I am going to stay in the marketplace. I'll give you an example of what I mean. I know people who, when they feel like that, they go home.
Right.
You know, if they have an office downtown, they go home and they sort of hide.
Right.
And see, what I do the opposite. Some days I feel like, you know, I got to get out of here. I don't want to be here, perhaps. You know, maybe I just feel like I need to go somewhere else. But what I do is I actually stay longer. But I just try not to push. I back off on my goals for the day or whatever.
Right.
But I make sure that I stay in my business. I stay in the marketplace. I think that's the key, is to lower your expectations for a little while, but don't run away. Stay there.
Well, one of the things also I think that people can do, and especially when you're an entrepreneur and you have little projects or big projects going on, is I spoke to a gent yesterday who said when he gets down in the dumps, when he feels that he's not motivated to do paying work, he'll throw himself into this website he has called defendingthenet.com, and it's all about online security and how to protect yourself. And so he'll write articles, he'll send some out to some of the subscription services out there. So because that's a passion, while we all will say we're passionate about our work, this is something that it's a project that he's really thrown himself into, not unlike when we write a book or something like that, that really gets us going. He'll go and he'll throw himself into that. He'll admit defeat for the day, like you just said. You know, he won't beat himself up for it. He'll realize he can make it up on another day, and he'll throw himself into defending the net. Mm-hmm. And then he says he really gets invigorated to do that. So at least he's invigorated to do something. And the best part about that is it's on the cusp of being monetized and having enough hits that he can go to some of the services out there and have them either sponsor or underwrite or whatever. So he's in a way where he's finding that the organizations out there are going to start seeing what he's doing, but he can stay focused on something and not have it be a lost day, which is, I think, pretty important as well.
Well, I'll make a little confession. Yesterday, I needed to make a bunch of phone calls. I didn't feel like making phone calls. I had another project that's not even, you know, I'm 2 weeks away from needing that particular project. And so typically, you know, I'd wait a little bit longer. I'd get a little closer because I would have other priorities. But instead of fighting it, but I did feel like working on that project. That project was pretty far out in the future. And so instead of fighting it, I said, you know what? I'm going to work on this. And I basically got that project done yesterday, even though that wasn't what I really intended to do yesterday, what I needed to do yesterday.
Right.
And so I just moved over to another project. I didn't beat myself up. I stayed productive. I was real quiet all day long, and I got a lot done. But it wasn't when I showed up at work yesterday said that I need to get done today.
Well, what's great is the fact that you're able to do that. The fact that you're able to focus on another project, and the best part is that you were focused on something else and you got it done, and that's a great feeling. When I sit down to write something, and I write it, and I'm ahead of deadline, ahead of schedule, that's a wonderful feeling to know that my deadline's at 5 o'clock today, and I'm nowhere near done, and I'm cranking today, as opposed to having finished it yesterday, and I have today to spend some time on something else and focus on something else. That's a great feeling.
Jeff, haven't scientists proved that we all have our cycles? We ebb and flow in terms of our emotions and our motivations and that sort of thing, our energy levels?
They have, and also we have our own internal, sort of our internal clock, our internal rhythm that says when we can work it and how productive we'll be at certain times and whether, you know, in as much as whether we're productive before dawn or after sunset, whether we'll have cycles that show that we are productive at certain times. And mm-hmm. I think it's important that we try and, you know, admit who we are and admit how we work and admit that we can work earlier, we can work later. We are creatures of habit, myself, when I have deadlines, I often push the deadline. Not to push it out, but I'm up against the clock often mm-hmm. with some of my work, and that's just the nature of the beast.
Give us your website again, Jeffrey.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com. Jeffreyfinancial.com.
It's a good one, folks. Check it out when you get a chance. Jeffrey, thanks for being here today. We'll see
Always
you next
great.
Time.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Jeff Sabar, ladies and gentlemen. He's the best. Quick break. Right back with a new friend, Dan Reingold. After these messages, we're going to talk about the confessions of a Wall Street analyst. 29 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.